Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, we just want to thank you and lift you up because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great and you are greatly to be praised, God. There is nobody else that is like you in all the earth. You is truly one of a kind, God, and we just want to exalt you and let you know just how much we love you and how much we adore you. We want to lift you up on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you are worthy. We want to give you our best praise on today, God, because it is due you. We don't want to cheat you out of it no more, God. We do not want to be modest or too cute. We don't want to worry about what nobody else is doing. But we want to individually praise you. We want to bow down to you. We want to worship you, God. Because you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. And there is nobody else, God, that can compare to your God. There is nobody else that is equal to you. There is nobody else that can stand before you, God. You are the one to hold all power in your hand. You are the one to make it all happen. You are the one that spoke it into existence. It is you, God. And we want to acknowledge you all tonight. We want to acknowledge you as being the source of the very essence of our being. We want to acknowledge you as being God. And you are God all by yourself. We want to glorify you, God. Because you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. And we want to bask in your presence on tonight, God. Oh God, I'm asking you to go through this sanctuary. Go through this sanctuary on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Be in the midst of your people. Be your koshanilakasia. And get your angels down each and every last one of these pews, Lord. That everybody that sit down, God, they will feel your presence. Everybody that cross that threshold, they will know your spirit rests here. Oh God, I'm asking you to be in the midst, God. Be in the midst of tonight, God. I know that you're going to shut me like I see. Oh God, I am a shut me like I see. I don't know, God, what you are my mind, but whatever it is, God, I'm asking you to manifest yourself, be your koshanere like I see. Oh God, that your people would know without a shadow of a doubt that you are real. I'm asking you to be your koshanere like I see. Meet the needs of your people individually. Meet the needs of your people, Father God, on your koshanere like I see. Heal, deliver, and set your people free. Don't let them leave out the same way that they came, God. Heal, deliver, and set your people free. Don't let them walk out that door the same, God. But let them be a koshanere like I see. Stir some things up in the hearts. Stir some things up in the mouths of the belly. Stir some things up in the mind, God. Saturate your people with your koshan. Oh, God. Saturate us, see all of us. Saturate us, oh dear Jose. Let your glory drain me in this place, God. Oh God. Rain down on the Oko Sandere Loko Shandere Loko Sea. Because it's not about me about the Oko Sea, but it's about you, God. Holy Oko Shandere Loko Sea. Let me Oko Shandere Loko Sea. Take everything out of the hearts of your people, Father God, that they have carried on here. Cleanse us in your Goshen, oh God, I see the more of you. Oh,
Oh,
We welcome you, God. We welcome you, God. Take residence in here. Let this be your place of habitation, God. Ooh. 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 God, fill us with your spirit even more. I want more of you, God. Lord, we don't want to be complacent. It's not okay to be complacent. It's not. I don't want you. Oh, God. Whatever it is, Father God, I'm asking you to remove any hidden motives, any hidden intentions, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And move that thing that's causing the hindrances and the stumbling blocks and the causes to be easily beset. Uproot that thing. Settle your people in you, God. Settle your people in you, God. Let your people seek you first. Let your people seek you, God, out of a pure and sincere heart. Not just sometimes. Let it become a lifestyle for them, Lord. Senor mio, because our harvest is ripe. Oh, mama, touch our hearts, God. Remove any unforgiveness, God. Give us a heart of absolution, a heart of absolutions and even forgiveness on today, Father God, that we can leave all that old stuff in the bag. Them old hurts, them soul ties, them old ties, all that stuff that causes us to be messed up, that attitude, Father God, that we be okosia, that sarcasm, Lord, that unpleasantness, that bitterness, Father God, all that stuff, detach it, Lord, oh God, in okosia, man, oh God, rain down on us tonight, because we want the new, we welcome the new. We welcome the new God. Oh, mama, little locals. Your will, God. Your will, God. I accept it. We accept it. Let our will line up with your will, that your perfect will be done within our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That we won't be backtracking. Oh God. Oh, Lord, do it, Lord. Do it for all your people in every nation, every tongue, every religion, every nationality, every culture, and every country. Stir up some stuff inside of them, Father God, concerning you, that we may get in a hurry about our business. We may get more concerned about our soul salvation. Oh, God, see to go, my man, little local shine, like I see. Oh, my man, little local shine, like I see. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do it even now, Lord. Touch in an unusual way, God. Because you are an unordinary God. Oh, mama, oh, God, continue to be just what you are. Continue to do just what you do. And that's simply saying about your people. I ask you to consider these prayers, Lord, and all others. In your son Jesus' name.